night's edition of Lake Junction.
Essa noite não quero saber de conselho, esquece, deixa pra lá. Me arranja um pecado quente pra me consolar. Pense bem que depois tem um ano inteiro pra gente pagar. Pim-pom, 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 pim-pom. Essa noite não quero saber de conselho, esquece, deixa pra lá. Me arranja um pecado quente pra me consolar. Pense bem que depois tem um ano inteiro pra gente pagar. Piririm pim, piririm pim. 50 gramas de amor, veja lá. É um bocadinho, 20 gramas até. Vem cá, é tão pouquinho, eu vou morrer. Se você não quiser me arranjar um pecadinho, se você não quiser me arranjar um pecadinho, se você não quiser me arranjar um pecadinho. Essa noite não quero saber de conselho. Me arranja um pecado quente pra me consolar. Que depois tem um ano inteiro pra gente pagar. Essa noite não quero saber de conselho. Esquece, deixa pra lá.
Me arranja um pecado quente pra me consolar.
Que depois tem um ano inteiro pra gente pagar.
Piririm, piririm, pim.
50 gramas de amor, veja lá. É um bocadinho, 20 gramas até. Vem cá, é tão pouquinho, eu vou morrer. Se você não quiser me arranjar um pecadinho, se você não quiser me arranjar um pecadinho, se você não quiser me arranjar um pecadinho.
Singer Marcia Castro from the Bahia region of Brazil, beginning another week of Lake Junction with some little sins of the carnival. And there's more from Brazil coming up after this banjo tune from Martin Simpson called Moonshine. Thank you. Brazilian singer-songwriter, producer Lucas Santana and Ricardo Parapio Lobato, following on from Martin Simpson on banjo and a tune from him called Moonshine. In 1963, the electronics pioneer Raymond Scott produced a series of recordings called Soothing Sounds for Baby, believing that the hearing of babies was much more sophisticated than was thought at the time. He grouped the recordings into 1 to 6 months, 6 months to a year, and then a year to 18 months. So by the time baby hit her first birthday, she was ready for Raymond Scott's Tin Soldier.
Thank you. Moon, maiden, way out there in the blue. Moon, maiden, got to get with you. I've made my approach and then revolved. But my big problem is still unsolved. Moon maiden, listen here, my dear. Your vibrations are coming in loud and clear. 'Cause I'm just a fly-by-night guy. But for you, I might be quite the right do-right guy. Moon maiden. Moon maiden. Lady de Luna. Moon maiden, listen here, my dear. Your vibrations are coming in loud and clear. I'm just a fly-by-night guy, but for you I might be quite the right-do-right guy. Moon maiden, moon maiden. Lady de Luna.
After Raymond Scott's Tin Soldier from Soothing Sounds for Baby, I wonder if you guessed that was the voice of Duke Ellington, also playing Celeste in Moon Maiden, recorded in 1969. And then joined by his band, including the honeyed bass clarinet tones of Harry Carney in Intimate Interlude. That was recorded 40 years ago in 1971, and I sort of found myself on a trail of other music and musical events which happened 40 years ago this year.
Sorry the day I was married, and
sorry the day I was wed, and it's oh if I only had tarried when I to the altar was led. Young William, sure there's no pleasing, for let women do what they can, it's always your heart they'll be teasing, for that is the way of a man. When I was a young lass, I was bonny, had silks and bright jewels to wear, and red were my cheeks as a berry, and me heart was free from all care. Silks now I have none for me wearing, me jewels have all gone away, and surely this life there's no bearing, I'm as pale as a primrose today. Think, pretty maids, ere you marry, stand fast by your sweet liberty, and as long as you can you must tarry, and not be lamenting like me. Sorry the day I was married, and sorry the day I was wed, and it's so if I only had tarried when I to the altar was led.
Recorded in 1971, the folk group Oak, who did so much to revive English dance tunes. Oak were Tony Engle, Danny Stradling, Rod Stradling and Peter Webb, and there they were playing polka tunes by Scan Tester. And just before that, also from 1971, Tim Hart and Maddie Pryor. And I'll be featuring music from 1971 throughout this week on Late Junction. 1971 was the year when Jim Morrison died, also Stravinsky and Louis Armstrong. And it pains me to say this, Arsenal beat Liverpool in the FA Cup. And at least mentioning it has put me in Max's good books. I'm Fiona Talkington, this is Late Junction, and the next tune's from Tom Waits.
Someday the silver moon and I will go to dreamland.
The much-lamented Esbjørn Svensson, who died 3 years ago this month. EST there with 7 Days of Falling, Don Berglund on bass and Magnus Öström on drums. The Passacaglia from Ravel's Piano Trio before that, written against the backdrop of the early days of the First World War and played there by the Beaux-Arts Trio. And Tom Waits to start with, and Flower's Grave. Sona Djabate is the granddaughter of the great Malian griot Amadou Bansang Djabate. And in this song from her CD, she pays tribute to the man who, she says, blessed her with the gift of music. You are the soul within my voice, she sings. Every note I create, I dedicate to you and your wisdom.
Futa tajalia sube mato niente butu mama ke itele yatina teye ninjalia siluta kang futa dina ruma. Para mais
Tapani Varis playing Jew's harp, Pia Klemola playing fiddle and Yuhiko. Following Sona Jabate from Mali and a song from her new CD dedicated to Mamake, or her grandfather. I've been digging up some tracks this week from 1971, 40 years ago, and that year saw the very first album from a new group called Weather Report. A few years earlier, Joe Zawinul had been to Austria to stay with his family, and while he was there, he wrote a tune which was to become very famous indeed, in a silent way. And, at the same time, he also wrote this one, which appeared on the Weather Report album, Orange Lady. I don't suppose Weather Report have ever been linked with a theme from Catweasel before. Catweasel was a television programme going strong in 1971, all about an 11th century wizard who found himself trapped in the 20th century. Definitely shades of In a Silent Way from Weather Report, though. Joe Zawinul's Orange Lady from Weather Report's first album, released in 1971. Now, definitely up to date, this is from a recent album from the Canadian band The Once.
Maybe I'm still hurting, I can't turn the other cheek. But you know that I still love you, it's just that I can't speak. I've looked for you in everyone, and they called me on that too. I lived alone, but I was only coming back to you. They're shutting down the factory now, just when all the bills are due. And the fields, they're under lock and key, though the rain and the sun come through. And springtime starts, and then it stops. In the name of something new. And all my senses rise against this coming back to you. And they're handing down my sentence now, and I know what I must do. Another mile of silence while I'm coming back to you. There are many in your life, and many still to be. Since you are a shining light, there's many that you'll see. But I have to deal with envy when you choose the precious few who left their pride on the other side of coming back to you. Even in your arms, I know I'll never get it right. Even when you bend to give me comfort in the night, I've got to have your word on this, or none of it is true. And all I've said was just instead of coming back to you.
Lovely vocals from Canadian band The Once, Coming Back to You. Back in February, I was in the midst of helping Estonian musicians celebrate Tallinn as this year's European Capital of Culture at King's Place in London. As part of the festival called Eestifest, we were treated to a visit by the eight pianists of the Estonian Piano Orchestra. And you might have heard some of their concert in Here and Now earlier this month. But we've saved some of the Arvo Pärt pieces for Late Junction this week. Here's the leader of the Estonian Piano Orchestra, Lauri Weinmar, playing Arvo Pärt's Variations for the Healing of Arinushka. Thank you.
gravity pulled me close, and there a scene of longing loneliness, watching from without, craving deep within, a closeness to myself. So my small moon joins its sister, mother, daughter, friend, feels held within, feels held within. Hands and face are warmed by the sound, a single beating heart fed by the same blood, raised by
International.
Well, you might have been 40 or so years ago, but I can assure you this is BBC Radio 3. I couldn't resist that jingle, though, following a new track from the North Sea Radio Orchestra called I, a Moon. And that followed Lauri Weinmar playing Arvo Pärt's Variations on the Healing of Arinushka, recorded at the Estonian Piano Orchestra's concert at Eestifest at King's Place back in February. Now to another piece written 40 years ago in 1971. It's by Morten Feldman and it's called I Met Heine on the Rue Fürstenberg. Feldman was in Paris and he found himself in a street in which Heinrich Heine had visited Chopin. And he imagined Heine greeting him as a fellow exiled Jew. What at first feels rather tentative, like a damp, foggy autumn morning in Paris, turns out to be delicate and beautiful. Morten Feldman's I Met Heine on the Rue Fürstenberg, which he wrote in 1971, and it was played there by the Ensemble Recherché. And tomorrow night here on Late Junction, I've got a few more tracks from 1971 for you, including Can and Pink Floyd. The title of Steve Earle's album, I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive, tells you that the songs are about mortality in one way or another. They were written over a 3-year period, which began around the time his father died in 2007. He talks really movingly about having to go to the waiting room of the hospital while, as he puts it, the machinery that tethered my father's soul to earth was shut down and he slipped away. This is a song called Lonely Are the Free.
Lonely are the free, ain't that many of them, they don't walk like you and me. Just tumble in the breeze, lying their feather, all together separately. That's how it's supposed to be, no matter where the wonder. From post in between, from here to yonder, there's no place for them to name. Lonely are the free, silent are the strong, not so much as a whisper, tells you anything that's wrong. All alone, but you can't help but listen, and now the moment's gone. It keeps you hanging on until the silent signal and the breaking of the dawn is shattered by the siren singing sacrificial song.
Nanga, oh, I'm the booty, yalo manya oh yaka kongwa me maye oyala mbenga maye redi yana wa menaye we yalo manya oh la maye dwa me maye yatanda bala maye Chola tu vela, maya. Ema lela me maya.
The spirit of Ali Farkar Touré lives on in his son, Vieux Farkar Touré, and in that title track from his new album, The Secret, featuring recordings left by his father. Angolan Women Pounding Maize, just before that, recorded by Miguel Malta for a film called Life in a Day. And Steve Earle's tribute to his father to begin with there, Lonely Are the Free. Vieux Farkar Touré is at WOMA this year as well, and Llama Tree, by the way. In November 1612, the 18-year-old Prince Harry went swimming in the Thames, became ill, and died. His untimely death inspired many musical tributes. This one is by Robert Ramsey. Beautiful words. Sleep, fleshly birth, in peaceful earth, and let thine ears list to the music of the spheres, while we, around this fairy ground, make marble melt with weeping.
And
Another beautiful track from the album Lucerne by Nils Oklen and Sibjørn Appelan. Ullabold's La Melancolie, following on from Robert Ramsey's Sleep, Fleshly Birth, sung there by Gallicantus, directed by Gabriel Crouch. Recently re-released is a late 1970s album, which one reviewer described as still leaving sonic scars. Belgian band Univers Zero don't go in for gentle lullabies, so, nightmares permitting, join me for Late Junction tomorrow at the same time. Good night.
Thank you. Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. The Ravel Piano Trio and Kodály's Hari Janos Suite feature in the second hour today, but I'm starting with a concert by the Romanian Radio Chamber Orchestra and their conductor Horia Andreescu. Mozart is on the bill, his third violin concerto is in a quarter of an hour, and there's Haydn too, his Symphony No. 88. It's strange how composers' best-known works are often those most shrouded in mystery. While he was working on Don Giovanni in 1787, Mozart found time to write a little serenade for strings. His description of it, when he entered it in his catalogue, has somehow become its title, Eine kleine Nachtmusik.
Thank you. Thank you.